This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking forward to his day in court, the court in this case being the Senate. This after Mr. Trump's impeachment in the House of Representatives. He is only the third American chief executive to suffer that fate. But it appears Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has her own ideas about how soon to send the case to the Senate. AP Saagar Mighani has a report.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Saagar Mighani, Washington.
Congress, meanwhile, is out on recess until after the first of the year. Seven Democratic Party presidential hopefuls engaged in the final debate of 2019 last night in Los Angeles. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The seven Democrats taking part in the PBS NewsHour Politico presidential debate in Los Angeles all agree with the impeachment of President Donald Trump, but the differences emerged as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren criticized a recent California fundraiser for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that.
The mayor replied he was the only one on the stage not worth $1 million or more.
If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
I'm Tim McGuire.
From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson appears set to move ahead with the UK's January 31st departure from the European Union. His words were read in the Queen's speech to Parliament. AP correspondent Karen Shamus is in London.
The resounding success achieved by Johnson's Conservative Party in a recent general election gives them a majority in the House of Commons and all but guarantees Johnson will be able to turn those promises into law. However, with Brexit casting a shadow over the British economy, there's a question mark over how he will pay for it all. One possible solution comes with trade, as the Queen read out.
Thereafter, my ministers will seek a future relationship with the European Union based on a free trade agreement that benefits the whole of the United Kingdom. They will also begin trade negotiations with other leading global economies.
Karen Chamas, London.
At a refugee forum in Geneva this week, pledges to increase refugee access to green energy. Findings show renewables offer multiple benefits, including reducing some root causes of displacement. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports on what this means for Africa, home to roughly a quarter of the world's refugees.
Access to energy is one of the biggest challenges facing Africa, especially for one of its most vulnerable groups, refugees. Energy is crucial for cooking and heat and to power refugee schools and health clinics. Getting it often means cutting trees for firewood and charcoal. That's a problem in countries like Ethiopia, which hosts nearly 1 million refugees. For now, many refugees have limited energy options. The most polluting contribute to climate change, which is helping to drive ever more people from their homes. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan says it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel, which ruled that if former military dictator Pervez Musharraf dies before his scheduled execution, his body should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament. Government officials call that a despicable order. It may in fact be academic, since Musharraf is living in self-imposed exile in the United Arab Emirates, which has no extradition agreement with Pakistan. Musharraf says his death sentence on a treason conviction was based on a personal vendetta. The World Health Organization says the number of male smokers in the world has declined, marking a shift in a global epidemic that takes an estimated 8 million lives a year. The WHO says it has seen a decline in smoking among women and girls before, but for the first time, the number of male tobacco users dropped in 2018. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.